Our next guest is a student of the Alexander Technique. His name is David Zahnheiser. And I asked David why he became involved with the lessons.
I heard about the Alexander Technique from an introductory course that was offered here in town. And it talked about ways that you can improve one's posture. And this was important to me in that I was finding that as I got older, I was becoming a little more stooped over and also was hunching over when I was sitting behind a computer. And this was, in some sense, affecting my my confidence in standing up well and presenting myself. So I took it as an opportunity to work at trying to improve the posture and see if I couldn't stand up straighter.
Our previous guests have been listing the benefits of the Alexander Technique. What's your evaluation?
Well, after taking a number of lessons, several months, and I think by the time I really got into it very well, I found that I was indeed standing up straighter. And in fact, it was really quite a improvement. The basic concept of the Alexander is that you release muscles that are causing you to do things like tense up or stoop over and revert back to the normal skeletal system and muscular system that holds you upright. And it really worked well. I find, for example, I give a lot of talks. I do a lot of public speaking. And as I walk up to the podium or walk up to the front of the room, I just feel much more confidence. I feel that I'm indeed standing up straight and presenting myself very well. It just was a real boost to both confidence and my physical stature.
You have a unique perspective of what the Alexander Technique lessons are like. Can you give us a description of what to expect during an Alexander Technique lesson?
Well, a typical lesson, what we're trying to do is get some feedback from the teacher to learn how to release the muscles that you should not be turning on. For example, muscles that would cause you to stoop. So there's a process called direction in the Alexander Techniques where you use mental thought to tell your, for example, your neck to release so that your head can be up and you can release those neck muscles so that you are standing up straight, that your head is leading forward and up and your spine follows and you become straight, erect. And this mental direction to the muscles is something you need to learn through feedback with the teacher. And it's just amazing what you can do through your mind to tell your muscles to release. You can tell your muscles at a knee or at the hip to release, and people find that they walk much easier. And I've seen that as well, that by freeing up these muscles that should not be turned on, you're actually able to move much more freely. And this affects walking, it affects arm movement, it affects standing up, and it can even affect speech to allow you to speak more clearly and really have very clear projected speech the way you should have.
My thanks to Dana, Marjorie, and David for giving us such an extensive overview of the Alexander Technique. And you may remember that Dana mentioned an upcoming celebration on June 19th. The June 1st edition of AH Pulse will have more details about those events.